Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Very thankful because our fantastic guest from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, Allison McManus, stuck around for a little bit extra, a little overtime with Allison, if you will. Allison, we've got 280,000 vets here in the state of Wisconsin. It's 6% of our population. We've been talking about what is still coming from the Trump administration that will impact vets. And that's not even to mention, again, as you did, all of these unique needs of veterans, the cuts that have already been made, as well as the fact that just vets are 30% of the federal workforce. And if you view it from the flip side, if we look at vets overall, 11% of vets have worked in federal government. So from either way, it's a huge proportion. What's coming? You talked about 80,000 potential additional layoffs. What else?
Yeah, so thanks, Maggie. Again, the layoffs, I think, are a huge concern, and particularly given, you know, not only the high proportion, not only the proportion of vets that are in Wisconsin, but also the fact that the VA operates all across the state. For sure, we can expect to see an impact there. You know, have to talk about this horrendous bill right now that's moving through Congress. Donald Trump likes to call this the big, beautiful bill. What does he consider beautiful? That's taking away Medicaid benefits. That's taking away SNAP benefits for the most vulnerable. And that includes military members. So 3.4, I mentioned this earlier, 3.4 million children of veterans are covered by Medicaid. 1.2 million veterans rely on SNAP benefits. That will for sure impact veteran families in Wisconsin. And why are we seeing that congressional Republicans and the Trump administration want to push this bill through? Of course, it's to facilitate tax cuts for the wealthy. So, you know, really here, we're not seeing this as anything related to efficiency. It's quite cruel. And I have to mention, you know, it's really beyond the pale to think about taking these benefits away from vulnerable veterans at a time where Trump is planning to spend $45 million to throw himself a birthday parade that's going to be on the backs of the military community. It's truly beyond the pale. The only last thing that I'll mention is just need to make a note, and I know, Maggie, because this is an issue that you care about, is that for the LGBTQI veteran community and for the LGBTQI active duty community, this is a group that has already suffered enormously. They've been disparaged despite, serving the country honorably by the likes of the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. This is also a community who has advanced and complex healthcare needs, and so will be disproportionately affected again.
Thank you so very much, Allison. I look forward to talking with you again, perhaps focusing a bit the next time on the Mideast and the Israel and the ongoing situation in Israel and Gaza. Thanks so much. That's Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. And with that, I will bring out my special next guest, Jeremy. It's been a hot minute. So glad to have you back. It's Jeremy Janine, president and co-founder, contributor at UrbanMilwaukee.com. As goes Milwaukee, so goes the state. We are a microcosm. And Jeremy, this wasn't a microcosm. This was the whole big shooting match, the RNC. We finally have some actual numbers about the RNC's impact here in the state and Milwaukee. Tell us about it.
There's a couple key numbers. I know we only have a couple minutes, so I'm going to kind of drill down and stay with me. $321 million. Mm. That's the RNC host committee and Visit Milwaukee Commission report. They say that's the total economic impact. We then drill down further, $216 million in direct spending. So that's the money that you can actually find. If you went and actually commissioned a report, you can find somewhere $216 million being spent. The as goes Wisconsin, Milwaukee's microcosm point I want to get to is $75 million. So almost half of that $200 million in direct spending is a federal grant that paid for security. Well, how does that relate to Wisconsin? Because when you think about the Milwaukee economic impact, this was an event that had 4,000 some police officers. Milwaukee doesn't have half that many police officers. Many of those people came from across Wisconsin. That $75 million went to pay police officers in La Crosse, Janesville, Fond du Lac, Appleton. They all brought that money home with them, probably at a premium rate because it was probably overtime work. And that money is now finding its way across Wisconsin. So if you're asking yourself, did the RNC benefit me? It's possible that money's in your community. There's lots of other questions we can now raise. The big one for me is if you look at sales tax collections in Milwaukee County in 2023 versus 2024, they actually went down during the RNC, and I think that's concerning.
Say that last part again. So as compared to 2023, Milwaukee collected less sales tax during the... What, did these people not buy anything? What the hell was happening?
This gets into the thing the report doesn't touch on at all. We know this $216 million was spent. What we don't know is what wasn't spent. It wasn't if Milwaukee was going to be empty in that moment. There was always going to be a baseline of spending. I wear right. this other hat as a gift shop owner. We did, and we're downtown. We were close to the Pfister Hotel. We did well that week. We had a phenomenal last day of the RNC. But comparing it to the baseline in July, it's not like we went from 0 to 100. We went from 90 to 100. So, okay, our sales tax collection went up. But if you look at restaurants at Bayview across the rest of the city, they're universally reporting bad sales during that period. And I think you're seeing that played out in the data.
Jeremy, thank you so much for explaining this. Milwaukee is microcosm, because when I saw the headline, I was like, ain't nobody I know that gets tips, speaking of tips, or nobody that I know that works in restaurants, bars, or owns them thought it was some great boon. They were all sorely disappointed, but I'm never disappointed when you join me, Jeremy. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend, my friend. He'll be back next week. Coming up next, we continue our lead up to Memorial Day. We'll be joined by two gentlemen from the Disabled American Veterans. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.